My name is Tony Greenstein. I'm a defendant in the Shenstone 5 trial currently taking place in Wolverhampton Court. I'm a long-standing Jewish anti-Zionist activist, co-founder of Palestine Solidarity Campaign, and I've recently brought out a book, Zionism During the Holocaust.
Can you just explain your position against Zionism? Because many Jews, you know, they may not agree with the Israeli government, but they do see that it makes sense for the Jews to have their own country.
Yes, I mean, many people unthinkingly think that. However, I'm opposed to any religious state, and religious state, which is a nationalist state, inevitably discriminates against those who are not of that religion. So I'm flatly opposed to it because the Jewish state has turned out to be a Jewish supremacist state, which is no different from, say, white supremacist states. So I'm opposed on all sorts of grounds, but Israel today is, if you like, showing what it's like with the terror and the pogroms against Palestinians, the violent attacks against the Al-Aqsa Mosque, land confiscations, house demolitions, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, that is Israel today.
What about what's going on over in Jerusalem at the moment? Because we've got a standoff with the Israeli authorities saying that the worshippers are in fact some sort of like hooligan rebels and they're dangerous, and the police have to go in and arrest them and beat them up inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I mean, that's at the conjugation of Passover and Ramadan.
Well, just imagine if it was Jewish worshippers in a synagogue in, say, Romania or Poland, and armed riot police went into the synagogues to drag them out and beat them up. I mean, you know, you would never hear the end of this. So what's happening in Jerusalem is just too outrageous for words. It's obvious. Israelis and Jews have no business in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It is the property of Muslims. Now, I happened, when I visited Israel many years ago, to go there, but I went there as a guest, a visitor, and I behaved according to the rules that they set out for visitors. No one questioned my right to just simply go and visit, but I didn't go to worship, and I didn't go to impose my own will. And so what's happening today is really so despicable and so contemptible. It defies all words. And if Biden and the Americans, you know, were to apply the same standards they do to Afghanistan, Russia or any other country, to Israel, then aid would have been cut off years ago.
It's a flashpoint, isn't it, this spot? And in fact, many Jews, well, some Jews anyway, say that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is in the way, and actually the Temple Mount is Jewish, and it's going to have to go ultimately.
Yes, there are nationalist zealots who use religion as a cover for wanting to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque in order to resurrect a third temple. I mean, these are messianic maniacs. For whom the institution of live animal sacrifices will herald the return of the Messiah. But they are not in accordance with Jewish Orthodox tradition. There are notices on the walls of Haram al-Sharif or the Temple Mount which say Jews should not enter there. The reason being because if it is a site of the Second Temple, then it also contains what you call the Holy of Holies, where God met the high priest, in essence. And it's forbidden for anyone who's not a high priest, and there are no high priests today, to enter. And they could accidentally enter the Holy of Holies. So they're not ultra-Orthodox. They're religious. They're nationalist maniacs who use religion as an excuse. But Orthodox opinion has never deviated from that.
And we've also seen some absolutely amazing events going on in Israel, really ever since Christmas, building up and up over the last, certainly over the last few weeks, even more protests in the streets about the laws that Netanyahu is trying to bring in. So can you say something about that, Tony? It's pretty shocking to see so many people out in the streets. It looks a little bit like France, actually, so many people in the streets.
Yes, but it's not like France. France is where you have demonstrations of people of all colours and races and so on. In Israel, the demonstrators, the overwhelming majority, have been Jewish. Palestinian Arab citizens of Israel have not participated because it's a fight about what you call Jewish democracy. It's not about a fight for Israel, democracy in Israel as a whole. So issues of the occupation, the repression of Palestinians have been conspicuous by their absence. It's a fight within the ruling elite. I'm not saying it's not a very determined fight, but it is different from France and anywhere else. Now, I mean, there are all sorts of implications, of course, but we should not really forget that major point. It is not a fight for a democratic Israel. And their main bone of contention is the Supreme Court. Well, Supreme Court may be liberal for Jews, but it's racist towards Palestinians, and virtually all its verdicts have sided with the Jews in terms of land confiscation, demolitions, administrative detention, and so on. So it is a racist court that they're defending.
Well, also, the former head of Shin Bet, the Israeli MI5, has said that the country's in danger of descending into a dictatorship because Netanyahu is trying to get immunity from prosecution. He's currently being charged under 3 criminal counts of corruption and bribery.
Yes, of course, but what he means by dictatorship is a dictatorship of some Jews over other Jews. For Palestinian Israelis, it has always been a dictatorship. Look, if the people in the streets over the last month or 2 months had been Palestinians or Arabs, there would have been bloodshed. The police would have opened fire, as they have done on many other occasions where there's been Palestinian protests, like the Day of the Land in 1976, when I think 13 Arabs were killed. Jewish demonstrators are never subject to live fire. Arabs and Palestinians are. So there are fundamental differences over the way they react to the two communities.
And do you think Netanyahu will back down over this? He said he's going to put this legislation on hold, but it isn't going away. That's what he said.
Yeah, well, yes, I don't think he's going to back down, but I think he's going to be more tactically clever over it. I mean, he does have a problem, and there has been a mass reaction, but we're seeing the beginnings of a civil war within, if you like, the master race, but not a fight for democracy, which encompasses all Israeli citizens, still left the Palestinians, the West Bank and Gaza.
Now, I know you're facing jail, but even while you're in jail, copies of your book can be sold. Can you just tell us how people can get hold of it, and maybe give us a link to your blog as well?
Okay, well, if you want to obtain copies of my book, you better do it quickly, because I might not be around for much longer. And the email link is tonygreenstein, one word, 104@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can get it from Amazon, but it will be more expensive, and it does go towards Jeff Bezos, so I prefer you didn't do that. I have limited numbers of copies now. In fact, it's been selling very well. But otherwise, you might have to wait till I come out, whenever that might be. My blog is azvsas.blogspot.com.
Okay, you better give us the book's title and how much it is then.
Oh, it's Zionism During the Holocaust. It's about the history of the Zionist relations with anti-Semites and the Nazis, and it's £12.50 paperback, £18 hardback, including postage.
Okay, Tony Greenstein, thanks very much for joining.
That's okay. Thank you, Tony. Yeah.